We talked earlier about the passing of Democratic leader in the House, one of the leaders, been in the legislature a long time. I remember from my early days at WMUR-TV, in the very beginning of my journey on the broadcast side, way back, covering State House and meeting Representative Cushing. He's someone who's responsible for repealing the state's death penalty. He's someone responsible. He was very passionate on opposing the Seabrook nuclear power plant. But at the end of the day, he served. At the end of the day, he was there. And there's a lot of people in the State House that, you know, we all are so politically divisive today and opinionated, and everyone thinks they know everything. They don't stop to think for a minute. These people that serve in the State House are not doing it like some states, like Massachusetts. If you're a state senator in Massachusetts on a ranking committee, and you're also a real estate agent, you can still work on the outside, but you can make upwards of 75 or 80 grand a year. That's not the case here. None of these people in New Hampshire, in that State House, think of them what you want. You may not agree sometimes when they propose something. None of them is doing it for the money. Certainly the late Representative Cushing, who just passed away yesterday to cancer, and thoughts to him and his family and daughters, was not ever doing it for the money. So one of the things that I hope comes from this is people can look across the aisle. At least locally we do that, I hope, and we do it more and realize some of these people like Lou D'Alessandro, Jeb Bradley, Republican, Democrat, state representatives, they've been doing this a long time, and they do it because they want to do it to serve. It's a little different in Washington and other states where it's a professional political world, not here. To remember the late Democratic representative from the Seacoast, I want to bring in Representative Matt Wilhelm again. He's joined us before. He's an emerging state leader in the Democratic Party side in the State House. Representative, thanks for being with us. Your thoughts on your late colleague?
Jack, thanks for having me on. I wish it wasn't under these circumstances, but, you know, this morning my colleagues and I are obviously pretty heartbroken as we grieve the loss of our, you know, our colleague, our friend, our mentor, and our leader, Rennie Cushing. He, like you said, has been in the legislature now for over 30 years and just fought tirelessly, both inside and outside the State House, for justice of all kinds, social, environmental, racial, economic, and was just really a leader on issues that impacted both his constituents in Hampton and all across the state of New Hampshire. He's just a remarkable human being, and he just, you know, he rallied citizens of conscience in our state around one critical issue after another. And even during this this final battle of his with cancer, Leader Cushing led our caucus, you know, with courage and conviction. And he, you know, for those who knew him, he just had this trademark charm, wit, and genuine kindness about him that made him just so remarkable. So we're thinking of his wife Christy and his daughters Marie and Elizabeth and Grace, and just grateful that they were, you know, willing to share their papa with us in service to the people of the Granite State over the last 30 years, but certainly over the last 14 months as leader.
Very kind words, Representative Wilhelm. Matt, I appreciate it. Matt, passion in belief seem to be things that I think were characteristics of Rennie. Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I first met Rennie 15 years ago, and he drove to Manchester from the Seacoast to support, you know, a bunch of us 20-somethings. We were kind of a ragtag group. We were organizing for Barack Obama as a draft, New Hampshire draft Obama meetup at the Panera Bread on South Willow Street. And, you know, I remember just thinking it was so cool, so incredible that, you know, a sitting state rep would come over from the Seacoast to encourage us and share his wisdom and experience. But the more I got to know him over the last decade and a half, I just realized more and more that that's just who Rennie was, right? I mean, he cut his teeth just like us, fighting, you know, for the right to vote for 18-year-olds. You know, you mentioned fighting to stop the Seabrook nuclear power plant. And, you know, all of his work with the Clamshell Alliance. I love looking through those photos, all the tributes that have been online over the last few days. Just really, really sweet. And he was just a one of a kind guy. So really grateful for him and just wish we had more time with him because he was taken from us too soon.
Yeah. And again, I think it speaks to his desire to serve. I mean, he certainly many, many terms ago could have walked away, but it was something that I think was a mission to him. And I looked at some of the people, and I think of Lou D'Alessandro, who I've known for a long time out of Manchester. Mm-hmm. You know, he had coached, he had taught, you know, the line of the Senate in his book. And I just, whenever Lou's on, he can say good things about Governor Sununu, and he can say critical things about Governor Sununu as a Republican. But as a Democrat, he's always classy and nice about it. And that's how I remember, you know, before your time, Matt, Representative Wilhelm, I remember the late Ralph Huff and Junie Blaisdell. Blaisdell was a senator from Keene, leading Democrat, and Huff, I think, from Lebanon, Upper Valley. And when you were a young pup State House reporter and you're trying to find information on the budget and your producer's expecting you to do a 90-second story on something, I always would go into their office and say, hey, senators, you got a minute? And they're having lunch together, and they were good buddies. Mm-hmm. And they said, sit down. What's up, Jack? And my crew, I'd say, hey, guys, go take a break. And I'd say, tell me what's going on. And you go talk to them. And, you know, that's not the case in Washington these days. And we're so divisive. And I think hopefully from Rennie Cushing's passing, people remember they're good people. Even if you don't agree with them all the time politically, they're good people with good hearts and want to serve.
That's right. Yeah. And I think that Rennie, you know, was a great model and example for, you know, how to get things done across the aisle. It didn't matter to him who he was, you know, in conversation with. You know, he was somebody who didn't hold grudges, right? He was, you know, a very progressive Democrat, but also didn't mind reaching out to folks who were more, you know, on the libertarian side of the Republican Party. He just, you know, I think the death penalty, the bipartisan coalition that he assembled to eventually abolish the death penalty in the state of New Hampshire, you know, would not have been possible had he been so ideologically pure to say, like, well, I'm not going to have a conversation with people if I don't agree with them on any number of issues. So, you know, it was by a single vote. This is 2 years ago yesterday. You know, we voted on that death penalty abolition bill, which set the stage for later that year to override the governor's veto by a single vote in both the House and the Senate. And, you know, to be able to watch Rennie in action, I mean, maybe, you know, his crowning achievement in the New Hampshire House was really, you know, I pinch myself thinking that I got to be part of that and to watch such an incredible servant leader on the floor do his work.
Well, I'm sure he'd be proud of you and what you're doing. Thank you, Representative Matt Wilhelm. We'll get you back in soon, a Democrat, for sharing some memories of your late colleague. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Jack.